On our Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU cross country team competed last weekend, finished sixth. Kirsten Maris, top BSU finisher with us. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys have been off for a while. What was it like to get back on the course and be competitive again?
It was nice, fresh starting off again. It was weird having a whole month off. Usually don't have that much time off, but it was good. Everyone competed really well. I think we all had personal best times for that course specifically.
How do you manage a month off, you know, physically and mentally, just to make sure that you're ready to go again by the time that month is over?
Well, we started off, we did like a week of miles, a week of speeds. We broke it up a little bit and worked specifically on different parts of a race. But working hard on staying mentally prepared, remembering that we are in season. We have, you know, a month off, but we will be starting up again. You know, we all did really well. We were all as a team, we're really supportive this year. And we all worked hard during that month off, so that way we were able to come back and improve.
You have consistently been one of the top, if not the top, finisher of the team. You know, from your standpoint, are you where you want to be? If not, how much better do you want to get?
I am where I want to be. I was planning on dropping time. I remember last time I talked to you, I'm like, yeah, I'd like to drop 30 seconds. I ended up dropping a minute and a half. I think it's just being a senior and knowing how to go out there and run. You know, it's giving it all. It's my last year. I'm trying to shoot for maybe all conference this year. So that requires, you know, working hard these next couple weeks to be prepared and doing all the right things, eating, sleeping. So that's going to involve dropping some more time. So being mentally prepared for that is a huge part of it.
What are these next few weeks going to be like getting ready for the conference meet?
Like I said, I got to make sure I'm eating well, getting enough sleep, just staying focused in practice, not wearing myself out too hard, but knowing what I need to do to be ready for conference. And for Jamestown, that's a 5K, and we just ran a 6K last weekend, so I need to go out there and run that harder, because I got to remember it's 1,000 meters less, so it's different running a 6K to a 5K and then going back to a 6K. But going down to the 5K will help keep me more fresh for the 6K at conference.
As a senior, how have you tried to help some of the youngsters along? Because there are quite a few of them on your roster.
Just letting them know that, you know, if they do get tired, just to don't let that get to them, that everyone's going to hit a little burnout stage and then they'll get back into it. So just keeping them encouraged and doing a lot of team things, keeping everyone involved as a group.
If my memory serves me correctly, you guys have run on the course that conference will be held. It's the one in Dilworth or Glendon or Felton or whatever in that school district was. How important is it to be familiar with that course and kind of in the back of your mind know what to expect when you get there?
I think it's really good to be familiar with the course. I'm not one of those runners that likes to just go out and run something new. I like to know what the course consists of and what to be prepared for. So I think having the race there a few weeks ago and knowing my time from there will help me in conference, knowing, you know, where this turn is or how much I have left or where the mile mark is. So I think it is really important to know the course.
How much different is running a conference meet just with the sheer number of people that are going to be running compared to a regular week?
It's intense. It's exciting. Like me and Coach Hogan, we've sat down and kind of figured out, you know, this is where I need to run my first mile, you know, stay up with this many people to kind of help me. When I go out there with all those girls, you know, I don't get scared. I know where I can be and who to stay with.
Again, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River. Oh, yeah, it's about
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.